I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Seems like no communication is safe from the NSA, or at least from speculation that the government is snooping on it. This week, the head of the National Security Agency denied reports that his outfit had run surveillance on American social media accounts. But really, who isn't feeling monitored? That's one of the reasons two computer guys in Berlin started BlipX. It's a project that's trying to reinvent the way we use internet search engines. Step one, rank pages by how long people spend on a website. Step two, make it private. Now, that second objective, well, even BlipX co-founder Max Kosatz admits it's really an impossible task.
The only thing we can do is make it really hard for everyone, especially for them, to get the data.
Them being the NSA, of course. So the goal for BlipX is to make it as hard as possible for them to track your digital trail. Nice idea, huh? Well, Christopher Mims is a technology writer with Quartz. Christopher, what do you make of projects like BlipX? Can they really deliver a search engine experience that's really private?
I think that they can get us awfully close. So BlipX works by not gathering data in the first place. So Google gives us what's called a personalized search. When you're logged in, it's gathering information about what you're searching for. And if you're in Gmail and other Google apps, it's using that data to personalize the ads that it shows you as well. And BlipX is just very, very scrupulous about not capturing anything in the first place. So if they don't have a log of that data, no hacker can ever steal it and no government can ever subpoena it.
Isn't not gathering data, though, a business death knell for a search engine?
That's a good point. So when you talk to the guys behind BlipX and you ask them what their business model is, they say, we have no idea. But as we've seen with, for example, Twitter, which is about to have an IPO and probably be worth many billions of dollars, you don't have to have a business model in the internet economy for years.
So you've been using BlipX. Does it work? Do you feel private?
So the funny thing is that I am not somebody who is obsessed with internet privacy. I just assume that every time I touch a computer, every single keystroke is available to a government body somewhere. But I use the BlipX plugin, which shows me BlipX's search results alongside Google's when I search Google. And I find that very useful because BlipX's way of ranking pages is different enough from Google that it surfaces interesting results.
You know, in this age when we know what the NSA is up to, why do you feel comfortable with the knowledge that everything you search, everything you do online is being watched?
I think it's really important to think of what you do online as being public because the only real protection you have against accidentally revealing information that you don't want to reveal is by maintaining, I think, that level of paranoia. So, you know, I'm not part of an international criminal syndicate and I don't have anything that I'm particularly worried about hiding from the government right now. But if I had very unpopular political views or there was some other reason that I didn't want something to be public, I wouldn't put it on the internet and I wouldn't communicate it by that means. I mean, I'm a journalist. Occasionally I will have conversations with people that I don't want there to be a record of, other than a record that I control. And, you know, that's what the telephone is for. Obviously, the NSA has access to those call records as well. But, you know, there's no substitute for in-person conversation. There's no substitute for sharing things directly with your friends in a physical format. I just think that the nature of the internet is it is a surveillance machine. And we can go to elaborate ends to try to, quote unquote, protect ourselves in that context. But security experts will tell you that there's no such thing as perfect security ever.
So can you make a search engine that is 100% NSA proof?
You can to the level that most people want it to be. So if you are engaging in activities that you absolutely need to keep secure, then you need to find another way to search and you need to consult with experts. If you're just an everyday person who doesn't like the idea that the government is spying on everything that you do, which is, I think, the overwhelming majority of people who are upset about these NSA leaks, then there are tons of technologies you can use to kind of annoy the NSA and make it more difficult. So in a way, it might be a symbolic act of protest, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't do it.
Bottom line, though, is if you want something really private, go to a park and meet somebody and don't let anybody hear it. Or
nothing has changed since the days of Watergate. If you want to pass secret information, you better find a parking garage somewhere where you can hand it off.
Christopher Mims, a technology writer with Quartz, thanks so much for your time.
That was fun.